Senators, I just got a statement from one of our colleagues, which obviously has been given to the press. And it saddens me some, although I knew he was in a period of making a decision. But I read here, irrespective of what all else of that gobbledygook he's got in his press statement, I read here that one of our colleagues is not going to be seeking re-election. And that just adds one more to the list, such as Senator Plant and others, that frankly, I think is going to be sorely missed by the people of Florida because of the work they've done. And Senator Saylor, I'm awfully sorry that you made the decision that you're not seeking re-election along with the others that have already expressed themselves. I concern myself about the future of Florida's legislature. I know that they're wiser and better heads than perhaps all of us sitting here. I just simply haven't met them yet. Senator Lewis?
The motion to revert back to introduction of resolutions and...
There's objection to introduction. All right, so Senator Ware, for what purpose?
Mr. President, Senators, during the noon hour, we have the election of the Senate Minority Officers. They reelected me as Minority Leader because they already had a picture of me. You know, we are conservative. Senator Saylor was in line to be Minority Leader, and that was one of the other considerations he had when he gave that up. But I respect his decision. It's a personal decision on his part, and we're going to miss him. Senator David McClain is Minority Leader pro tem, and Jim Scott is Floor Leader.
Let's congratulate our new Minority Officers. Senator Ware, I'm particularly pleased with that, as is obviously the Senate, because you're a tried and proven quantity of great quality. Yeah, we're real pleased. And for the information of Senator 14th, it's going to be a tremendous improvement.
Mr. President.
Senator Peterson.
I wanted to ask how old the picture was.
It looks better than the one we've left now, Senator.
We're real pleased. Thank you, Senator Ware. Senator Barron.
President, I want to move to reconsider the decision by which Senator Saylor sent us that letter talking about resigning, but I want to say to Henry Saylor that there's never been a more consistent, hard-working, tough member of the Senate. And for the 12 years I've been here, it's been a real pleasure, and hope you'll stand. Let us give you a round of applause.
Senator Saylor, I looked around the gallery. I couldn't spot your sweet wife. I wish she were here.